Welcome to episode 10, number 10. We have decided to do something different and new for the new show. I am here with Lee, as always.
What's up?
And here with us is Ryan Kabilis.
How's it going?
He's going to be joining the episode with us today. And like I said, we're going to be doing some things very differently from last time. We were getting some good feedback on when we would just pretty much would bullshit about, you know, music and the scene and what's going on, you know, in our personal lives and whatnot as far as music. So I think we're going to keep that going, man. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's good.
Sounds reasonable.
I think it's good, boss.
Good.
Good. Let's do it.
It's great, man. I don't care where I talk. If you put me in front of something and tell me to talk, I'll start talking. So yeah. It's fine.
If you know Lee, as if you listen to the other 9 episodes, there's Dave. Like, hey, but can I say something?
I'm just kidding. It's hard to see when you raise your hand on radio.
Yeah, right. we're trying to do visualizations on a purely audio medium here.
Purely audio.
Anyway, so we're gonna do like we said, we're gonna do some things different. The show is no longer called Sound Off with Jack Dahl. It is just called what? Sound Off. Mm. Lee is a permanent member of the project, and maybe Ryan eventually. We'll see. Depending on if he has time for little peasants like Lee and I.
That's true.
But yeah, so the show is called Sound Off, not Sound Off with Jack Dahl anymore. And we're just going to talk about music, man. That's pretty much going to be it.
Let's rock and roll.
I know. So we were... Actually, let me do a little bit of plug here. If you want to get a hold of the show, it's soundoff with jackdaw at gmail, which that'll probably change here soon.
Change.
Soundoff with jackdaw at gmail. Send me some hate mail. Send me some mail saying Ryan is the most attractive man on the show.
I do have a face for radio.
Oh.
Yeah, we know.
Two radio jokes in one. How about that?
I know. Man, Ryan's on a roll.
Yeah, he is. Permanent member already.
Sound Off with Ryan and his two co-hosts.
Produced by Ryan. Directed by Ryan. Anyway, so sound off with Jackdaw Gmail. You can check us out on Instagram, Sound Off with Jackdaw, and also Facebook. So enough of that boring stuff. Let's get talking about music. I know you guys had some stuff.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. I've noticed recently that my favorite bands, and this is for anybody out there that plays an instrument, which is people. My favorite bands and my favorite artists, like in my particular that, like, okay, I'm a drummer. My favorite bands and my favorite drummers are vastly different. My favorite bands, and also when I listen to the bands, most of the time I've got super simple drumming for the most part. A great example, Eagles of Death Metal. Most of their drumming is very straightforward. Well, not most of. All their drumming is really simple and easy. And like, I love just that kind of music. But then when I'm listening to my favorite drummers, they've noticed they're kind of like, they're jazz. Like, there's a guy, Benny Greb, that I think is really cool, and some other people like that. They're like jazz, and they're super hyper complicated and really good. And I was curious, do you guys have that same issue? Like, do you like it? Like, because they're so different. Like, they probably don't, like, I'd be willing to bet that my favorite drummers don't even listen to that kind of music. You know, like, not that I know any better.
You might be surprised.
That's true. I'm probably speaking too soon there. But, no, like, I guess it's like, it's just so vastly different, and it feels weird, because, like, and I don't really like a lot of rock and roll drummers, I really don't, because of dynamics, you know, I think a jazz drummer is a little more dynamic to it, and it's like the way the jazz drumming sounds. So, the question is, do you guys have, like, have you guys noticed that too, or is it just me, am I just crazy? Because I know I've been crazy before.
I think I'll start. I definitely hear what you're saying, but I don't know that I particularly feel the same way. In playing bass, I like a wide variety of music, especially being a bassist. Like, I do have those jazz influences, but funk, R&B, soul are very heavy influences for me, as is like rock and classic rock, prog rock, and stuff like that too. So it is kind of, you would think I'd be on sort of both far ends of the spectrum, but I kind of like everybody in between. Like, a couple of my favorite bassists would be Jaco Pastorius, and he's a well-known jazz bassist, played with The Weather Report, and just all kinds of... He played with Joni Mitchell for, you know, a couple albums or songs, but just a completely different technique than you would think. Super fast, high-flying,
right.
You know, real jazzy stuff. But at the same time, I still get down with the good old rock and roll. Roger Waters is classic. He's definitely by far one of my favorite bassists and songwriters. And one of his biggest things, it seems, is just he knows exactly how to write a song. Like, you know, you just, it just falls into place and it all comes together. And I don't know. All the bassists who are big inspirations for me, definitely, I would say, fall within my main vein of music.
Well, that's true. I would say that the most inspirational drummers that I know have all been in my music. And I'm like the worst. I'm terrible. Everyone, like, I don't know names. Like, so, like Rage Against the Machine was a huge influence for me, just definitely, musically speaking. That style, that kind of, like, sort of hip-hop and rock style is something I try and keep involved with. And I think a lot of that's kind of developed me into what I am now, which is where I definitely like to lean towards a groove as compared to just playing fills and stuff, because I think it kind of relates back to that hip-hop, which you can relate probably back to funk and soul music and things definitely, like that, where it's all groovy stuff. But it's like, yeah, he was a big influence on me. I listened to a lot of Blink-182, so like Travis Barker a little bit when I was a kid and I was learning to play, but I don't play like him at all, not to confuse anybody.
He's kind of the more like bombastic and
He's just really balls to the wall, like he's going as fast as he possibly can all the time. I'm sure he can play slower and stuff, but for usually when you see him playing, he's just waving his arms all over the place and going crazy and smashing all the cymbals and stuff. But yeah, what about you, Dave? Man, how about you? Favorite bands, favorite.
I think
guitarists.
I can relate to. I think I can relate to Lee, but I also can agree with you. What Ryan was saying. For me, if you know me, my favorite artists or my favorite bands are like your pop punk and like in metalcore. I listen to that stuff a lot, but I don't play like that as far as guitar at all.
Oh yeah.
You know, pop punk's mostly going to be like they tend to drop the tuning to the guitar. You know, whether it be to drop C or just a half step down or whatever the case may be, and we always just play an E standard. And also just going back to my roots in punk, just power chords, you know, just slamming power chords all the time, you know. But a compliment, well, not, I don't personally think it's a compliment because I don't like the group necessarily, but like we get a lot saying that we sound like Queens of the Stone Age and, you know, artists
like that. For
the record,
I love the group. This is literally one of my favorite bands.
A major discussion topic amongst the three of us.
Yeah, let's just do it. Okay.
Let me finish my
okay,
point.
Okay, go ahead. Definitely.
Oh, this is gonna start some war here. But we get that comment a lot that we do sound kind of like Queens of the Stone Age, and I don't necessarily like that band. There are a couple songs that they have that I do enjoy, but I play like Josh Homme all the time. Like I just his riffs, I play like him, you know. And then when we play our choruses, his choruses tend to lean more towards like an all out rock and roll or like a kind of punk sound, and that's kind of what we do. And it just, that's not me, you know, that's not what I listen to on a daily basis. Right. But I also can relate it to, like, in metalcore, like, I hate subgenres, but this is the best way to explain it. There's, like, a southern metalcore, if you know it. Like, they got a lot of bends and...
We're talking subgenre of a subgenre of a subgenre of a subgenre of music. Wow.
But it's a southern... It's, like, I consider it southern metalcore because it's, like, it's still your metalcore at the core.
Oh, my God.
But then they do, like, a lot of bends and the singing is a little different, you know? So when I relate... when I play guitar, I like the southern-y sound. Not just in metalcore, but in, like, rock guitar and stuff like that. So I tend to, like, try to do a lot of bends and try to play, like, a mixture of, like, blues guitar versus, like... you know, like punk, you know, that's exactly what I try to implement when I play guitar. But yeah, I can agree completely, man.
I think as a band, that's how we do it. I mean, okay. Firstly,
got to get ready.
There is, did you not like, because you always say, oh man, I put them on shuffle and stuff, and I put them on shuffle, and they're like, I just couldn't find anything good. It was all slow. Like, maybe.
I didn't say slow.
You said it was boring.
It was very boring.
I don't understand how it's boring. It's just...
For reference, we're talking about Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. We are. And I don't want to get into this for the sake of just arguing on a podcast. But
why? No,
I will say, yes, I shuffled. I subscribed to Apple Music, and I just shuffled everything by Queens of the Stone Age. Shuffled it all.
I think that was your problem, because they do have some stuff that's kind of boring. I think you should have let me make a playlist or something for you.
I mean, I would
make it. Or shuffle... You should shuffle like their greatest hits album or something like that.
I would be more than happy for you to make me a playlist, but I can promise you I'm not. Even like the songs that we're considering covering, No One Knows, right. Bad Wolf is. And yes, I do, like, I listen to that song, and you know, I can be like, okay, this is cool, but it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to listen to.
But
you know?
Why? I don't understand, because you're right. You're absolutely right. It's what we sound like. It's what we play like. It sounds like all the other music that we listen to. It's just that one band.
I don't know, man. And it's the same with like Eagles of Death Metal. Like I can tolerate Eagles of Death Metal way more than Queens for some reason.
They're different. They are slightly different, but they're also really similar too. You can definitely tell.
But even then, like I said, there's still just an for okay. I'll put it like this.
You know what it is? No breakdowns.
I was gonna say
if there's a halftime breakdown, he'd be all over it.
That just that kind of rock and roll. There's no, as far as like musically, like in the lyrics, there's no emotion to me. There's and as far as the music, oh my God, there
you're
is
like
no,
offending me right now. Go ahead.
There
continue.
Is no emotion in it at all. There is no. It doesn't like when all the music that is in my playlist, it either takes me to this high and it takes me this low. Queens just throws me right here and that's it. Yeah, get right in the middle.
See, I think Queens, if we're going to label them completely as to where they take you, I do think it's a low. I think it's a low for the most part, except for like... keep on playing our favorite song.
In my head.
Thank you. That one's a pretty kind of an upper song, and there's some other ones
even
too.
Even so, those lyrics get me depressed, honestly.
Really?
Because I keep on playing this favorite song because you're stuck in my head and I need it, and you're the only thing that's in my head. So.
And but there's just that's rock and roll. They're beautiful. They're like a new they got this whole rock and roll vibe to them. They kind of just. Perfectly personify what rock and roll is.
Dude, see,
in my head.
This is
it's dirty. They did kind of carve out a niche. It's sexy, man. It's sexy music.
See, it's
dude.
Not. It's see. And this is the beauty about music. One thing that you find sexy is not sexy to me. And it's just like in anything. Like if you can be walking on the street, like dude, that woman, that man, that dog, whatever you're into, that is a sexy animal or man or woman, whatever.
Damn,
and I can
that's
be
a
like,
looking cat.
I can be like, dude, I just doesn't do it for me. And it's the same thing with Queens. It's like I want to like them for your sake, since I'm around you. Just as much as my wife, probably. Yeah. I want to like the same music you do, and I do for the most part. Like I can get down with a lot of stuff you do.
Right.
It's just Queens is just not a band.
It
that
just
I can
sucks.
Just get
Queens is like
your favorite,
my favorite, one of my favorite bands of all time, and it's definitely the one I'm listening to the most right now.
This actually brings me, it reminds me of another topic, and Ryan, you can answer this first. Since we're talking about how music brings us to an up and a low, and how Queens just every song that I listen to just it's just kind of like this. You just put it in, you just go, and
it's
that's it.
Kind of plateau.
Yeah, it doesn't,
man,
like,
kinda,
it doesn't like
get,
excite me,
you
and
get
it doesn't
in your car,
depress
you just
me,
drive, and you let the lights just zoom as you drive. As you're driving down the street, you see the street lights kind of going over your car at the same tempo as the music, and you're just like, yeah, man, like I'm just grooving. But then the same, you're just grooving to the. It's just it's groove. You can move your hips to it. That's what I'm saying, man. Like Hami always calls it. He always says he's making music. You call it stripper music, you call it stuff like that. It's just, it's move, it's just, you just want to move your hips real slow to it all the time.
So
it's just awesome.
It doesn't do that to me. But
okay,
that brings me to my,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that, I was saying, that brings me to my question. Like, we were talking about this earlier. How, I guess, what for you guys, so this is it. Queens is a perfect example. Queens gets you in some kind of way.
Yeah.
It does, but it doesn't for me. And it might do it for you, but it just doesn't for
me. So who's our some kind of way bands?
So not only that, but why does it make you feel some kind of way? Like, what is it about that one song, about not just Queens, it can be anything. I want to know examples. Tell me the song, you know, whatever.
Okay. This is going to be super fun. Let's do this. Yeah. I'm excited. All
why
right.
Why does it make you? I'll let Ryan.
Ryan can go first. It's been a little while since Ryan's talked.
That's my problem. I just like listening too much, and you guys are presenting some good points. One of my some kind of way bands for sure has got to be the Mars Volta, Above and Beyond for sure. If you haven't heard them, check it out. It's like crazy Latin psychedelic prog rock. It's awesome. It's super cool.
I've definitely heard of them, but I've never heard them.
Oh, it's worth it. And actually part of the reason that they do that for me is like you were saying before, Lee, it's not just, like, at times it's bombastic, it's exciting, it's progressive, it pushes weird time signatures. The drummers are always killer.
Okay.
John Theodore and Thomas Pridgen. Okay. Check them out for sure. But it'll be bombastic 1 minute, and then on a dime, it'll just completely turn around and drop straight into the groove. Like, the lyrics will cut out, it'll just be like bass and drums, and then they'll come in on this real funky groove, and it builds back up. Gets real crazy. It's just, it will always get my blood pumping, no matter what. And so it's perfect for listening to in the car. Like, always gets me hyped to go where I'm going to next. Gets me hyped to go to work. Just, it's one of those things you can just belt at the top of your lungs on the highway, driving 75, rushing by everybody, and just not even care.
Sorry, we'll get just a little sidebar. Like I said, it was a moose blood cherry.
Yeah.
I noticed... Classy.
That's a nice Coca-Cola you got there, Dave.
Oh, this Coca-Cola tastes a lot like PBR.
Nah, man, and that song came on, and I was like, man, this really hits Dave's... This hits Dave's vocal range a lot, and then
maybe
I said...
Maybe I can play that at the end of this, the show. I don't know. Go ahead.
And then...
copyright infringement.
And then he even said, and then I was even thinking, I was like, you know, I would love to be a fly on the wall in Dave's car when like a really heavy Moose Blood song comes on and he's just in the mood, just in the zone, and his belt and the lyrics out. I'm like, that's probably the best vocals that's ever existed from Dave. You're never going to hear him. No one's ever going to hear him. But just Dave's car vocals, because everyone is that way. My vocals in my car, we've all hit the perfect song in our car. We'll never hit a perfect song anywhere else. But it's always when you're in the car and that right song comes on, and you're just like, yes. And it just matches your vocals perfect. And you're like, yeah. So that's what I thought about when I thought of Moose Blood. Sorry, Ryan.
Could I
add to your side real quick?
Yeah.
There is one other song, a band called The Classic Crime. Okay. I listened to them when I was in high school, but they have one song called Headlights that no matter when or where or whatever, I do landscaping for a living. Well, I run a mow crew, I should say. There'll be times where I'm mowing and like I'll look over to my right and there's somebody staring at me and they know that I'm belting this song at the top of my lungs. That song definitely does it for me. Headlights by Classic Crime, like catch me in my prime. There it is.
One of the ones that's more of a recent one, Wait So Long by Trampled by Turtles, which we all know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those ones where we're like, man, whenever it's on, I gotta belt the lyrics, I gotta turn it way up, and I'm tapping my foot. Like,
although
oh my God.
Now I'm like worried when I'm singing it, I'm like, oh crap, man, this is gonna be hard.
Oh yeah, it's a super fun. It's like the fastest song ever. It's
ridiculous
awesome.
Speeds.
It's one of the fastest songs I've ever heard.
We'll let our listeners know, since we only got a couple of you guys here listening. But we are
hey, we're happy
on,
you're here with us too.
Oh, for sure. We are so that you guys get what we just were talking about. We're planning on covering the song "Wait So Long" by Trampled with Turtles, and if you
Trampled by Turtles,
Trampled with by Turtles.
Otherwise, you were holding turtles when you got trampled.
Yes. And they are like a bluegrass like folk band or whatever you want to call them.
They're a new modern band. And they just play bluegrass, and so it's definitely a lot cleaner than old bluegrass. Like, I mean, when I say cleaner, I mean like more well put together, and it's also modern day lyrics. Like they talk about modern drugs like codeine and things like that. It's really cool.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. Really cool stuff. So sorry, dude. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say we're gonna cover that song. Bad Wolf is gonna cover that song, and we have been composing or transposing, whatever you want to. We've been writing the song fresh for Bad Wolf, and it has been fast as hell. And it's like we might as well just start a ska punk band or
something. And the thing is, too, man,
don't tempt me.
The thing is, we are playing it at recorded tempo. Like, people are going to think that when we play that song, they're like, oh, yeah, they made a slow song, made it punk. Like, no. This is recorded tempo of this song. It is fast as hell. Like, it's just fast, and we're excited to play it. But, no, that song gets me in the zone, man. What's another song that gets me hyped up? Like I said, a lot of Queens of the Stone Age does. Want You So Hard by Eagles of Death Metal, which we're also covering. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Lee is persuasive or something.
Oh, and we're going to... Did you get the tickets? We're going to be going to Columbus, right?
I need to get them.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten them yet. I'm sure they'll still be... I doubt it'll sell out. I mean, I hope it doesn't sell out soon. That would suck. But it doesn't matter. Man, another one.
Well, you got to go back to your original point about...
Wagon Wheel. I'll belt out some Wagon Wheel for sure. In the car? Oh, yeah, man. I'm into it.
That's cool. Now I'm drawing a blank.
Well, his original point was the differences between the musicians that you're fond
of
and
the
bands.
That wasn't...
And then your point was also what music takes you high or low.
Yeah, and
so
why.
We talked about highs.
Oh, and why. Okay, yeah, why. Okay. Well, Trampled by Turtles, I think, is a... Wait So Long. It's a beautiful song. The first lines are, I can never pretend that I didn't love you. You can never pretend that I'm your man, which is great. And there's just kind of a great, you can tell there's kind of like a jilted lover kind of vibe on it there too. It's just really cool and it's really fast and a lot of fun. Wagon Wheel is just a fun song. A lot of my songs are just fun, I guess. You guys should go so I can think of something. Just think of something a little bit more meaningful than, well, I just mean, like to yell at my car.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I mean, part of music that makes it so great is that it's different for everyone, and it really helps you express some things that you maybe might not be able to express so easily. You and I were talking earlier today about, you know, your vocabulary or like your linguistic capability. It definitely paints how much you can, the way that you can explain your emotions and the way that you can really explain how you feel. And so if you don't have the proper words to explain it,
then maybe you don't feel it.
Right. Music can definitely do that for you. I mean, it can help you feel emotions in a certain way that maybe you can't explain because maybe you just don't have you don't have the right words to really put it into comparison.
Right. Ryan and I were talking about this, I think it was like 2 weeks ago or something like that, but a song that does it for me, like does this weird, like it almost makes me black out every time we sing it. We cover Johnny Cash's version of Hurt, and we haven't done it in a while, but I was telling Ryan this, that when, in high school I was always depressed over something, you know, I kind of put myself in this depressive state.
I mean, welcome to high school.
Exactly. Yeah. But I it was in a very dark time in my life, even for like the first 2 years of being graduated, it was in just very bad time in my life or whatever. And for some reason that song, every time we perform it live on stage, you always see me with my eyes shut while I'm, you know, singing that song out, because that song just brings all of that back, like in an instant. And it's bittersweet because while I'm singing it, I'm like, I hate this. I hate singing this song. But when I'm done and I open my eyes, I'm like, holy crap, you know, like that hit me in such a way, you know? And
that's cool.
The only time that's ever happened in a positive light is Lee, or all of us, actually, Bad Wolf plays a song called Fire. And towards the end, we've got this little groove where we do like a, we get quiet and, you know, and then we get louder. It's like a rockabilly, like a da-na-na-na-na sound or whatnot. And we played at the Agora, and I fell to the ground and rolled around and was playing my guitar and stuff, you know. And that was the second time I've ever like
not
remembered
stage.
What happened. Yeah. And like when I stood back up, I'm like, holy crap, what did I do, you know? And it's just like you guys were saying, music just can, in some weird way, can take us, you know, in a weird, very weird direction. I mean, yeah, have you guys had any kind of like blackout set?
I would definitely agree with you. Maybe not to the extent of blacking out, but there have definitely been a lot of times where I've been like jamming with the band or just jamming with friends and just playing the music. You just get so into the music that it just falls into place. Like, yes. It's almost like you pull some music out of the air or just down from the heavens that you're just like, holy crap, where did that even come from? I didn't even know I had that in me.
Right.
So it's definitely similar like that. I believe almost, this is a conversation for a whole other time, but I kind of believe in the radio gods a little bit.
Yeah.
Almost like that there are gods out there that play just the perfect song for you at that random moment when you flick on the radio and it just happens to fit your situation or your mood. Or they sometimes, for musicians, if you're just playing your guitar at home, playing the bass or playing with friends or whatever, they send you a gift and you just pull this perfect piece out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's just nuts.
I'm sorry. I just thought of this though. I'm sorry. I've been thinking so hard about songs that pump me up or whatever. And sorry to like backtrack a little bit, but I just thought it was so proud of Little Sister by Queens of the Stone Age, where he rides on the woodblock / cowbell, whatever you want to believe it is.
Yes.
And again, my stuff, maybe it's because I'm a drummer. A lot of guys focus a lot on the lyrics, and I enjoy some great lyrics. And lyrics are important to me. I'm not going to listen to a song that's got terrible lyrics. They're all going to at least have good lyrics. But like people ask me, like, well, what does the song mean to you? Like, well, not really. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of like a feeling that I receive from the song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What kind of vibe is this song putting off? And the music and the beat and the rhythm and everything does it. And Little Sister is one of those ones that I know that dude, it's full on headbang mode in the car. Like, I'm air drumming, man. I'm getting into it.
Right.
It's just, I love a groove, man. It's all about the groove.
The groove.
You can't hold no groove if you ain't got no pocket.
Right.
Right.
Well, guys, unfortunately, this is going to be the end of episode 10. We're gonna start cutting these episodes short just so we can attract more listeners and you know.
That's the only reason.
I was explaining this too. We were doing hour long episodes, and it's hard to commit, you know, to an hour of us talking about something you might not even really care about.
What we're doing is we're shaving it down for you guys, because we know that you're not in your car for an hour at a time, and we know that you're not probably going to want to continuously listen to an hour of talking, because even if you listen to the radio, you'll listen to a little bit of talking, then a couple songs, and then some commercials. So we know it gets boring hearing our sexy and sultry voices for an hour at a time, and we know it's more realistic to have shorter time periods. So that's why we're changing it. It's because it's just a more realistic time frame. It fits more with modern radio,
right? But as always, we want to include what we've been listening to, because that's the point of the podcast, is to sound off, if you will, with the music we've been listening to. So, Ryan, man, give us an artist, what you've been listening to.
Oh, my God. I've been jamming so hard to this. I hit Half Price Books the other day. Shout out to my friends, Mike and Gail. Gail works at Half Price Books, and I happened to find Bare Naked Ladies, the Stunt album from like 90. Three or something crazy like that. $2.
Now, is that with, does that have the song?
It has 1 week on there.
Yes, that is a killer album.
All of the first hits that they had, I've been belting it. It's been nostalgia for weeks.
Do you know
what
the song is? He's talking about like stars in his bedroom. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the one just after It's All Been Done. Oh, God, what's that one called?
It's a slower kind of...
Yeah, he's talking about live next to the hydro field, and he can just light up a light bulb, a spare bulb in his yard, and listening to the electric in the walls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Number three on the Stunt album, by the way.
Now I'm going to have to pull that record out. What about you, Lee?
Okay. I've been listening to a little bit of old funk, thanks to Mr. Cabillas here. Yeah. The Meters, M-E-T-E-R-S, their big hit, which is one of their best songs, Sissy Strut, C-I-S-S-Y-S-T-R-U-T, Sissy Strut, it's that... It's that's them, and so it's really great, or really anything by them if you want some good funk.
Oh, yeah.
And then, the other thing I'm listening to, I'll throw another old band... the Sonics. We're looking into covering like a song of theirs, and I've just been kind of listening to all their stuff, just like enjoying it. I just love how it was the mid to early 60s, and these guys are hitting this stuff. I mean, they are hitting this as hard as any musician from any era ever could hit a song.
I noticed that they're a little bit ahead of their time.
They are way ahead of their time. They're way more aggressive than anybody in that era, man, and it's awesome. I don't want to say it's heavy metal or anything, but they're like, the lead singer definitely screams at the top of his lungs just for shiggles.
And whoever produced them did not know how to like muffle the scream.
Oh yeah, for sure. And and just like the drums are perfect, just rock and roll drums. I love it. Just lots of just straight driving. Oh man, it's just loud. It's everything Bad Wolf wants to be. It's just loud and fast, good rock and roll, man. It's good stuff. So the Sonics, anything by them, just type in the Sonics, and then the Meters, and then Sissy Strut's a good place to start there, and then go ahead and let yourself explore and enjoy it.
Nice. Dave? I've been listening to a UK band called Crooks. They're like a mix between alternative and like in the pop punk area, but they got a song called Dear Reader. That album is pretty good. I've been jamming it for a while. I first listened to it, I thought it was kind of lame, but then I listened to it more and I'm hooked on it. So Dear Reader by Crooks, and that'll be all for me.
Okay.
Nice. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Lee, as always, and thank you, Ryan, for stopping in today.
As sometimes.
We,
As sometimes,
yeah. But anyways, this is Sound Off, no longer Sound Off with Jackdaw. But in the meantime, you can get a hold of us on soundoffwithjackdaw@gmail.com. Send us any kind of comments, questions, you know, whatever the case. If you want to send nudes for Lee, just, you know, shoot them over to me.
Nudes of your cat, of
nudes
course.
Nudes of your cat, yes.
Dave loves a nice cat butthole. So.
Oh.
To look at. He plays it like a trumpet. He's got to hold the cat tail up.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Good night, everybody.
Try the veal. Tip your waitresses. We'll be here all night.
All right. Anyways, yeah, we'll wrap this up here. Instagram, just sign off with Jackdaw, which that'll all change, like I said. We're going to try to keep up with this bi-weekly. We're going to cut it down like we were talking about. So stick with us. We're going to have more exciting topics and maybe, you know, different guests on board. Maybe I can get better equipment. But all right, guys. This is Sound Off. Thank you.
Drive safe.
Yo.